Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking Christmas travel.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos.
You know, that song makes Everybody me really want knows. To just head out and really start doing some of my Christmas shopping.
That's definitely true. I think here in Georgia, we're truly blessed. If you're up in the North Georgia mountains, either up in Union County or around Sutchess, you have the opportunity, if the weather's right, to see a white Christmas. And if you want it kind of warm, you can be down on the Georgia coast like Sapelo and have it kind of warm. So you can sort of, this big state, you can sort of pick which way you like it.
Exactly. Because a white Christmas is nice. There's something very magical about that. Now, we've been talking about spending Christmas on Sapelo, but, you know, Georgia has some other great spots as well, like you mentioned, such as. But also, while we're down on the coast, what about Shellman's Bluff?
Shellman's Bluff is a very unique place, and it's a quick place you can talk about. For the fact that it's a fishing village. It has been a fishing village for a long time.
About 100 years, right?
Yeah, years ago before that, it used to be a place of a plantation in that area down there. I think William Cook had a plantation in Shellman's Bluff. But it's a point where you have two rivers meet. You have the Borough River and the Julianton River meet, and it overlooks a high bluff. A bluff is an raised area of land, and you look and you have this gorgeous view overlooking the marshes. And in the heart of Shellman's Bluff, in this fishing village, is a little small cottage called the Captain's Cottage. And the Captain's Cottage is unique. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage, and it's managed and owned by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And the unique thing about this cottage is that it's in the heart of the village. You can walk from there to a small little restaurant called Hunter's Cafe, which is about 200 feet from it. And from there, you see the bluff. You can also walk about a quarter of a mile to another restaurant called Speed's. And these are small little restaurants that have been around for, you know, about 40, 30, 50 years in there. Great history. They use the local seafood, and they do things way Georgia Coast used to be for many, many years.
Well, you know, speaking of Speed's and great food, they have, I think, the best fried oysters. I've been there, and I've had their oysters, and they are just so yummy. So if you want to take a break from the Christmas turkeys and hams and those type things, you can certainly have some really great fried oysters there. Now, you know, another thing that people love to do for Christmas, Doc Bill, is to go to all of the fantasy lights, those places where you can see the lights. And Callaway's Gardens down in Pine Mountain, Georgia, they do just that. They have a really beautiful fantasy light show. And it takes place from November 22nd to December 30th. And they have 8 million lights, 8 million, decorating 15 unique scenes throughout the grounds. So you just hop in your car, you drive down there, and you drive through the gardens, and you just drive through the lights. I mean, it's a fantastic, really way for the family to, you know, have a really nice Christmas outing. And it's not that far from the Gainesville area. So you can make it a day trip, or you could actually spend the night down in the Pine Mountain area. Now, if you would like more information about Pine Mountain and the Callaway's Gardens Fantasy of Lights, you may visit their website at www.callawaygardens.com. Now, a lot of people like to go to and enjoy Stone Mountain, and during the holiday season, you can go there and do some Christmas things as well. So you can go and have a photograph with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or there's a Christmas parade where they have whimsical floats, and there's just all kinds of things that you can do just right down the street from us. And more information on that, you could go to StoneMountainPark.com and get a little bit more information about that. Now, another place, too, that has been a favorite of mine through the years, ever since I was a little girl, is the lighting of the Christmas tree. That was once Rich's, and now it's Macy's, and the Pink Pig. So now you have the Macy's Pink Pig, and that's really a great staycation thing to do, because you could head down to Atlanta. You could take in the, you know, the Pink Pig and doing things, you know, right around that Macy's Lenox area, get some of your shopping in. But then you could also head over to the Georgia Aquarium, you know, while you're down in the Atlanta area, and they do some things for Christmas as well. Now, November 16th through January 5th, they have something called Fanta Sea, F-A-N-T-A-S-E-A, which is their light show. And it goes on every hour in the main atrium there, and there are kind of dancing lights from floor to ceiling. So you really get a chance to really get into the mood of the Christmas holidays while you also have a chance to see some of the things there in the aquarium. Does that sound like something?
That sounds pretty. The George Aquarium is always a nice place to go. For me, it's one of my favorite places in Atlanta to spend pretty much the whole day.
Well, you could spend the whole day there. Now with the Christmas celebrations there, you could certainly spend a lot more time there. And they have some additional things as well. If you are a fan of Santa, which I think most of us are, because we want Santa to come and visit us and on his sleigh with a big bag over his shoulder, or exercise bag for me, they have something called the Scuba Claws. And the Scuba Claws is a Santa Claus. It's actually doing some scuba diving, dressed in a Santa scuba suit. And you get a chance to actually see him underwater doing some wonderful things for the holiday. So that sounds like that would be fun. I've never seen a scuba Santa before.
I wonder if they have a red-nosed dolphin.
Well, that might be a suggestion. If you go to the suggestion box there or to the website and say, well, if I'm coming to see, you know, the Scuba Claws, I also want to see the red-nosed dolphin. The red-nosed bottle dolphin.
Okay.
Have to add that to it, because remember now that this previous segment we talked about, you know, those those bottlenose dolphins that the aquarium is really involved with. Okay, if you'd like some more information about the Georgia Aquarium, visit their website at www.thegeorgiaaquarium.org. And you can see all of their information there about their holiday events and things going on there for the Christmas holidays. Now, you're not a big Coca-Cola drinker, right? Are you a big Coca-Cola drinker?
Coke's like okay. I love a Coke when it has a scoop of ice cream in it.
But that would be a float, a Coke float. Is that a Christmas item?
Yeah, that's a great Christmas item.
Do you want cherries?
No cherries, just the Coke and the scoop of ice cream.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get that for you. But now, you can go to the World of Coca-Cola, and you can learn about more than just the Coca-Cola. They have all of their different sodas. They also have the ones that are all around the world. And for the Christmas holidays, they do something that's called Christmas Around the World, where you can go and you can see commercials that are seasonal. You can see packaging, you know, for all of their Coke products there at the World of Coca-Cola. So that might be, you know, something really nice to do, too, if someone would like to do a staycation right here and just go right down to Atlanta. There's so many things to do. So you have the Pink Pig, you have the aquarium, you have the Royal Coca-Cola, and of course there are lots of great accommodations in the Atlanta area if you'd like to spend the night and see maybe a play, see the Nutcracker, or take in some other activities while you're there. But now if you're looking for something a little bit further, I was recently in South Carolina in an area called the Old 96 District, which takes in a couple of different counties, but in particular, one that I found really fascinating is a county called Abbeville, and Abbeville is also a city, and they have a great opera house there. Now, I know you know what my favorite movie is of this season. What's my favorite movie?
I think it's Phantom of the Opera.
Well, yes, Phantom of the Opera is my all-time favorite. But
also
the
A
holidays,
Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were going to have to, you know.
I kind of like The Grinch.
Yeah. But The Grinch stole Christmas. Did he ever bring it back, though?
I think he did.
He did bring it back? Okay, then. All right. The Grinch is fine. We can have that one. But It's a Wonderful Life. It's definitely my favorite movie of this time of the year. And at the Opera House in Abbeville, South Carolina, they have a production of that is actually going to start on December 6th. And it goes for 2 weekends. So the 6th and the 7th and the 13th and the 14th. Now, Abbeville is very close to Gainesville. It's only about 2.5 hours away. So just hop on 85 going north. And it's a beautiful drive. So you can also take some of the back roads. But the production is there at the Opera House, as I mentioned. $18 for adults, $16 for seniors, and $10 for students. So very reasonable. But if you're going to Abbeville, I would also suggest that you stay over while you're there as well. And there's a Bernie Brooks B&B where I stayed when I was there. Very nice spot where you can also do a whole package there, a play package, and then also go and have dinner at the Village Grill. That was really great. And I bet you can't guess what I had there as well.
Could it be salmon?
It would be salmon that I had there at the Village Grill. It was really, really good. So if you're looking for a spot to go for the holidays, just to kind of get away from all the hustle and bustle, do something a little different, I would highly recommend the Abbeville, South Carolina area. And take in the place, stay at the Bernie Brooks B&B, and have dinner there at the Village Grill. More information about that, the AbbevilleOperaHouse.com, and also go to the Bernie Brooks B&B on their Facebook page. So are you all set now for holidays?
I think we are. There's a lot to do. It's a big state and a lot of flavors and different type foods and events to see and, again, to enjoy it with family and friends.
I agree. And we hope our listeners will have a great holiday season as well as you get started. Thank you for listening. This has been North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.